Confirmation. Just a quick review of confirmation and what it is and what it means. A little review for the confirmandi and a review for the others who've already received confirmation. Confirmation, if we can remember one word, it is to strengthen. To strengthen. And what is strengthened? Our faith. Our faith that we received at our baptism. And who strengthens our faith? Ah, the Holy Spirit. And how is it done? By the holy anointing with the sacred chrism, the Holy Spirit giving us his gifts. And why? Why would you want your faith strengthened by the Holy Spirit? Why would you want to receive the sacred anointing and his gifts? Because you want to imitate Christ in a deeper way. You want to spread and defend the Catholic faith to all the nations. You want to be witnesses to Christ. By this holy anointing, you will be stronger witnesses of Christ, your faith strengthened. Do you know there's a bicycle in this church? Is that your bicycle? Father Ted, is that your bicycle? Well, we have a great mystery here. Maybe the children would like to come up and try to help me investigate this mystery. Children, come on up, come on up. We have a mystery. What is a bike doing in the church? Come on up, and what in the world does it have to do with confirmation? That might be the more important question. Children, come on up right over here. Have a seat. Oh, you can even sit in the front row if you want. Sit down over here or in the chairs. Children, come on. I know you're just dying to come up. Yes, you. I see you. Come on, come on. Ready? Sit down in the seats or sit down on the floor. Ready? Sit. I'm learning crowd control with the little ones. Okay, who else is shy? Come on up. Now, I'd like you to tell me what is with this bicycle and tell me what the parts are and what they do to find out what's going on here. Okay, what's this called? And what's it for? To turn. And how about this? Steering, handlebars, and what's it for? To steer. And how about these two things? For sitting, there are the seats. That's the best thing used for seats to sit on. And how about this one? The pedals, and there too, give it the power. But there's something very unusual about this bike. There's something very strange about this bike. What is very unusual and strange about this bike? It has two seats. I think there's a song that can help us about this. If you're my age or older, are you ready? Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you'll look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two. It's a bicycle built for two. It's a tandem bicycle. I saw some of you singing. These young people up here, they were going. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Daisy, give me your answer. I'm half crazy in love with you. It won't be a stylish marriage. This is a young man asking Daisy to get married. This is a love song. It's a love song. Okay, all the gals can give us an aw. Ready? Aww. And the guys up here are still going. Okay, now we got it figured out. It's a tandem bicycle, bicycle built for two. But we still don't know what it has to do with confirmation. I need two volunteers to figure this one out. I need Jesus. You want to be Jesus? Come, come. And I need Daisy. You want to be Daisy? Okay, Jesus, you're over here. Pretend you're at the front seat. And Daisy, you stand over here. and pretend you're on the back seat. Don't actually ride it around. I don't think we're insured for bicycles crashes in churches, are we, Father Ted? Are we ready? What does this have to do with confirmation? You're going to be Jesus, the great high priest, okay? And you're going to be Daisy, a whole song named after you. Okay, off they go, Daisy and Jesus, down the highway. Straight path, steady speed. And then Daisy says, Jesus, turn to the left. But Jesus keeps on going straight. And then, after a few more miles, Daisy says, Jesus, turn this bike to the right. Jesus, no change in direction, no change of speed. Well, Daisy's getting a little miffed by now. You know what miffed means? You're a little upset by now. And you say, Jesus, stop this bike right here. Keeps on going. Doesn't steer it any other direction. Doesn't even slow down. Well, Daisy's just about had it by now. So Daisy says, Jesus, Jesus, put this bike in reverse. Go backwards. Finally, Jesus, without stopping, without steering, just turns his head and says, Daisy, just keep pedaling. Daisy, I love you. Follow me. Okay. Thank you, thank you. You can go back, children. Go on back. Daisy, just pedal. Daisy, just keep pedaling. Daisy, I love you. Don't tell me what direction to go. Just follow me. Just follow my direction. That's what confirmation will help you do, to help you get the strength to keep going in Jesus' path. At times, we're tempted to go on a different path, but this sacrament, candidates, will strengthen you in your faith that you may follow Jesus' path unreservedly, and you will persevere in that, even though it's a struggle at times. We celebrate all these struggles and joys these seasons. Jesus, God became man, we celebrated at Christmas season. Jesus died on the cross to free us from sin, we celebrated at Lent. Jesus, risen from the dead to open up the gates of heaven, we continue our Easter joy. And this Jesus isn't just a historical figure. He invites you. He calls you. He whispers your name in your heart. Come, come, follow me. Come, believe in me. Come, I will take you on the right path. We hear this in the book of Revelation, our second reading. The Lord God Almighty and the Lamb, the Heavenly Father and the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit you're just about to receive will help you on that path. Well, we hear about this in the Acts of the Apostles as well, today's reading, who have dedicated their lives in the name of our Lord Jesus. This sacrament will help you dedicate your life to Jesus, not dedicate your life to the world and all its false promises. Let's take a look at some of those false promises. Let's take a look at some of those false directions that get us on the wrong path. Four examples. Are you ready? Four examples. Number one, Daisy says, Jesus, turn to the left. This could be the example, for example, of relativism. Have you ever heard of relativism? Relativism says there's no absolute truth. The truth kind of sways with the wind, depending upon the time, the culture, the location. But we know this isn't the right direction. We know there is an absolute truth. We know truth is a person, the way, the truth, and the life, the reading we heard Friday. And who is that person? Jesus. So we steer away from that path of relativism. But sometimes it's a little more subtle. We're not quite sure the exact direction of truth. Well, we learn that in our prayer. As we silently listen in our hearts to Jesus, we can hear his message of what path to take and where's the clarity of the truth if you're confused, if you're not quite sure. Daily prayer so we can keep on pedaling, keep persevering in Jesus' direction. Okay, number two, wrong direction. Jesus, says Daisy, turn to the right. This might be the wrong direction of materialism. Materialism you hear about often. Materialism, an easy definition as well, that things are more important than people. Are things more important than people? No. But why do we believe that sometimes? Why do we put so much importance on things? Let us follow Jesus' path by generosity, by hospitality. That's going to help us turn away from that false emphasis on things and more emphasis on people and on God. Here's a prime example of hospitality. Our Holy Mass and the choir musicians give us great hospitality that we can worship together. The servers, Eucharistic ministers, sacristans, everyone coming together in the greatest act of generosity, the greatest act of hospitality that'll get us away from materialism, the Holy Mass. As we come to the sacred altar, receive Jesus' body and blood, soul and divinity, we realize we don't have to be captured by things. We are captured by each other around this congregation, captured by our loving Lord. Weekly Mass, every holy day, maybe even more often, to strengthen our path, to keep on Jesus' direction. Okay, are you ready for number three? Did you forget number one and two already? Did you take notes? You need an iPad? You need a laptop? Number three, we are ready for the wrong direction, as Daisy says. Jesus, stop this bike right here. This is a dangerous one. Jesus, stop this bike right here. The world revolves around me. The universe revolves around me. Me, myself, and I. What wrong direction is that? Individualism. Individualism is a great temptation handed down to us by Adam and Eve. I'm going to have a little chat with that Adam and Eve character if I ever get to heaven. Selfishness, pridefulness, ego, that cripples us in our following of Jesus' direction. And how can we counteract this temptation to individualism? By community. We're doing it right here this morning. The community of your family, the community of your parish, the community of your neighborhood, diocese, state, country, the world, the saints in heaven. This community will help us turn away from the temptation of individualism, that we can reach out to our family members, reach out to each other in service. Jesus said, I came to serve, not to be served. If we serve one another, we can counteract that terrible wrong direction of selfishness and ego. And we also, once in a while, we fail. That is called sin, isn't it? Do you ever fail in this community? Do you ever sin? How about you? Are you a sinner? A big sinner? Little sinner? In the middle? Okay, we got a medium-sized sinner here. We all sin. We all fall short of serving others. We all turn inward to sin in a selfish manner. That's why we have the sacrament of confession. Confirmandi and all. Let's use this sacrament regularly. Let's use this sacrament maybe even monthly when we fall against this gift of service of community. Let us ask the Lord for forgiveness. Okay, finally, number four. Jesus, turn this bike in reverse. Reverse is the complete wrong direction. What would be an example of the complete wrong direction? That would be secularism. You hear a lot about secularism nowadays. Another definition, God does not exist, or probably more common in our United States, God is not important in my life. God, who cares? God, huh? Is God important in your life? Yes, he is important in our lives. Are we putting that into practice? Are we just talking about it? Are we just paying lip service to it? We are strengthened in putting God first in our life by strengthening our faith. This year of faith, we want our faith to be stronger and stronger. And this sacrament helps the confirmandi with their faith to be strengthened. We need to continue our formation efforts, continue to learn about Jesus Christ and his ways in his wondrous Catholic Church. Whether we're in confirmation class or younger or older, even the elders continue to grow in your faith. We got any elders around here? Are you one of our elders? No, not quite yet. I know Father Ted's one of our elder priests. You have to keep growing in your faith too? Yes. Let's keep growing in our faith, confirmandi, to counteract this temptation that God's not important. In our formation efforts, we can grow in our faith. Okay. To conclude, this sacrament will strengthen you, the baptized, with the gifts of the Holy Spirit received through the sacred anointing, that you may imitate Christ in a better way, that you may spread and defend the Catholic faith to all the nations, that you may be better witnesses, to keep pedaling in the direction of Jesus and not turn in the wrong way. One more thing that will help you is with your vocational call. You gals, to listen to Jesus' voice. Maybe he is calling you to be a religious sister. Maybe to be a wife and mom. You guys, listen. God might be calling you in your heart to be a priest. Maybe to be a husband and a dad. What a beautiful way to go in Jesus' direction. By your vocational call. Let us grow in all these virtues of truth, of generosity, of community, of faith. Let us spread and defend the Catholic faith by prayer and hospitality, service and formation. Jesus will be there directing you, steering you, giving you strength to persevere, and just keep on pedaling. Let us do that with God's help. He loves you more than you can ask or imagine.